from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. This week, we preview retrospectives for Jay and Jasper, and we look for election parties where you can celebrate or commiserate. I vote for David Wiegand as the best co-host at KQED. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, David.
Thank you, Mitt.
Yes. Well, and you're the only co-host here. And let's start with a rock and roll survivor.
I sleep in an airless cell. I got a rich and deep private hell. Oh, why you and me? Oh, why you and me?
Why Are You With Me by Mark Eitzel. And he sounds so sweet and funny and, and sad. And I called him a rock and roll survivor. David, tell us why.
Well, he's a survivor musically, obviously, because he's been around for a long time. He was the mainstay of American Music Club, an absolutely wonderful band. But he's also very literally a survivor because he suffered a very serious heart attack. I mean, a massive heart attack. Not an old guy, but it suddenly hit him. And so he's back on his feet, which we're very grateful for. And not only writing great songs, but his observations about the world are just absolutely unique.
Mark Eitzel and his new band, including Kristen Sobdich of the Hollyhocks, plays Bottom of the Hill tonight and the Crepe Place in Santa Cruz on Monday. And next up, the San Francisco Documentary Film Festival. And David, what have they got to offer this year?
Well, this is, of course, a wonderful variety of documentaries. There are more than 50 films in the festival this year, the 11th year of the festival. One of them is Married and Counting, Alan Piper's film about same-sex marriage. There's also a film called Working Class about two artists, Mike Giant of San Francisco and Mike Maxwell of San Diego, and also a film about Ann Richards and her stewardship as governor of Texas. Many, many things.
SF DocFest opens Thursday with the documentary Working Class and continues mostly at San Francisco's Roxy Theater through November 21st. A number of films also play at the Shattuck Cinema in Berkeley. And we're honored to welcome La Streisand to the Bay Area.
A pale dead moon in a sky streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today.
Something from Babs' newest CD, a collection of songs she once rejected. It's not quite perfect enough. And David, I know you're excited about this concert. Tell us, what's the great appeal still of Barbara Streisand?
You know, the appeal is that at 70 years old, her voice is still really a force of nature. It's an incredible voice. This album is fascinating because it sort of cherry-picks things from her career. So you hear her voice when it was younger. She doesn't tour very often, and she's doing very few concerts around the country. And we're lucky that she's going to be at HP Pavilion on the 5th.
And two great artists are getting major retrospectives at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. Jasper Johns, a master of pop art, and beat artist Jay DeFeo. David, tell us what to expect.
You expect greatness in every way. And Johns, of course, is particularly well known, still with us, thank God, and doing wonderful work. He took images of the American flag in particular. I think he's most noted for his flag paintings. But he would take things that we looked at as images and reinterpret them through his art. So there is a complete retrospective of his work. But there's also a celebration of Jay DeFeo, who was part of the beat scene. And she used alternative media such as plaster. Her very, very famous iconic painting of the rose weighs thousands and thousands of pounds because of it. I've seen the painting before. You absolutely get lost in it. It is absolutely a masterpiece. And she was a great, great artist.
The Jasper Johns and the Jay DeFeo retrospectives open tomorrow at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art and continue through February. And we'll post a link to my interview with Whitney curator Dana Miller, who put the DeFeo show together. And now, what to do on election night? whoever you support, David, you have some good places to go to hear some music with sympathetic people.
That's right. There are parties all over the Bay Area, and they will be either sympathetic or they will not be, but you never can tell. There's an event at the Independent. Brad Wolf and the Moon are performing there. An event at Habito Children's Museum during the day, which is interesting, teaching children how to vote, which I think is a great idea, and it may stick with them for a while. A party at the Half Moon Bay Brewing Company that night. In addition, there's a free party at Brick and Mortar. You can also go to Dr. Sketchy's SF Drawing Party, which is at Chicken John's Warehouse.
The election is Tuesday. Don't forget to vote. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. We post details on these shows and more online at kqed.org/thedolist. I'm Cy Musiker.